This is Ted Kennedy. Banks are ripping off consumers by keeping credit card interest rates at 18% when savings rates are less than 3%. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, according to a recent study by the Consumer Federation of America, banks across the country are reaping record profits by charging exorbitant interest on consumer loans and paying extremely low interest on savings accounts and certificates of deposit. For example, credit card rates are over 18%. Saving rates are under 3%. In the past 3 years, CD rates dropped by two-thirds, from 9% to less than 3%. Yet credit card rates actually went up slightly, from 18% to 18.5%. Each percentage point rise in credit card rates means an additional $1.5 billion in higher profits. No wonder the banks won't cut those rates. It's unfair to consumers, and it's a drag on the economy.
Sure sounds an awful lot like old hat stuff for liberals in Congress. Unfair to consumers and a big drag on the economy. Yet, Ted, there is not a doubt that many banks engage in outright gouging on their credit cards. But before we reenact the Salem witch trial on the entire banking establishment, we, the consumers, need to ask ourselves a very simple question. Did we shop for the credit card with the lowest interest rate? Amazingly, Ted, nearly 80% of Americans say no. It's nuts. Fact is, there are plenty of banks out there that are offering credit cards with interest rates as low as 9%, but nobody is bothering to get off their duff to even have a look. As soon as the consumers wise up to the lower rates, these high-priced gouger banks will follow their lead. That's just simple old economics, pal. But your understanding of basic economics is something most sensible Americans would never want to bank on. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.